Hey, this is Chris Nuttall.
And Robert Lowe.
And you listen to Bobcat Radio on
89.9 KTSW.
All right, guys, welcome back to Bobcat Radio. I'm Miracle Robinson alongside Trevor Sarton and Eddie Lerma. A reminder that Bobcat Radio is sponsored by the University Bookstore. Don't forget the University Bookstore is located in the LBJ Student Center, and it's your home for everything Texas State, whether it be textbooks, school supplies, or all of your official Bobcat merchandise. The University Bookstore has it all.
Wow. You're a natural, Miracle. You came in and nailed that. That's impressive. I have to give a hats off to you because my first time whenever I came in and had to do a little hosting, you've probably done it before, but it's a little nerve-wracking.
Just a little bit.
It's kind of like, whoa, I'm talking here and I got to be the intro guy. And you got to come up with a lot of stuff at the top of your head. So
it gets easier as you do it.
I've been doing it for like two and a half, three years now. Yes, it's definitely a lot easier once you get more into it. But let's get back into the show here. Bobcat Radio Monday edition. We're going to have a little Thanksgiving edition later on at about 12:05, 12:10, I think. Is when me and Caleb will be coming back and getting you that Thanksgiving edition. Let's get to some men's basketball now. The men's basketball team played Saturday against the University of Texas El Paso Miners in El Paso, Texas. They ended up falling 62-77. It was a pretty good game. Have y'all seen pictures of UTEP's basketball stadium?
They're, it's really nice.
It is really nice.
So should we do a thing like we did last year?
I think we should.
A couple weeks ago and rate the arenas around the Sun Belt?
I think we should whenever it gets into the
conference
actually,
play.
We might not be into conference play.
We can do it next week.
Yes. Okay.
Make that a thing.
Let's get that next week. We'll have that for you. Top five Sun Belt arenas in. Top five Sun Belt arenas. I don't need to say in anywhere.
Yeah,
in basketball, in the NCAA. So we'll see where Strand Coliseum ranks in our me, Miracle, and Caleb's top three. So we'll get that for you next week. But the Texas State men's basketball team ended up losing 62-77. Some highlights for the Texas State team. Ethan Montalvo ended up with 16 total points, 5 rebounds, and he came out with an assist also. He led the team with 16 points. Also, Cameron Naylor played 30 minutes, 15 total points, as well as 8 rebounds. So he did pretty well. And, of course, we got to highlight Imani Gant and see what he did. Played 31 minutes, only came out with 11 points and 4 rebounds. So you might want to – I mean, if you're Danny Casper, you might want a little bit more out of him. But, you know, Cam Naylor –
first game back, you can't really say much.
You can't get too upset with him. Cam Naylor, though, he looks like he's stepped up a little bit and contributing on that, you know, in the down low area in the paint. As far as UTEP is concerned, Lee Moore, you know, ended up with 17 points for them, as well as Irvin Morris. They led the way for the Miners, who really just led throughout the whole game, led by 7 at halftime and outscored Texas State by 8 in the second quarter. Is this, okay, going back to Eddie, your question, do y'all think that the men's the NCAA should make the move to four quarters sometime soon in the next year or two?
Or you
think they're going to see how it works out for the women's game?
Well, for the men's game, I don't think it'll be such as big of an adjustment. But I will say that you play a longer game in the NBA than you do coming from college. At least with the WNBA or college to the WNBA, it's consistent across the board. You're going to play 40 minutes regardless.
Mm-hmm.
NBA is a 48-minute game, so I think that's where it makes the difference. So I don't think you can necessarily break that down into four quarters and expect the same production, because those 2 minutes at the end of each quarter definitely change things up.
Yeah, I think it Eddie, what are your opinions on it? I keep forgetting you're back there, dude.
I'm hiding. I think mostly what's going to happen is that Texas State as kind of how they play, they might need the fourth quarters because they're not playing as how do I say it? They need more rest. Like they really need more rest.
So you think the four quarters will like their players will have more time to kind of head to the bench and get a rest. And
exactly,
then
exactly.
More breaks in between the quarters. Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I think that'll definitely be something to keep an eye on. And, you know, with that also, it could affect, you know, production as far as offensive defense is concerned. And that could ultimately affect, you know, some players heading into the NBA and really, as far as their college stats are concerned, it really could boost their stats, and we could see, you know, 100-point games consistently in across college basketball, which we really don't see nowadays. We see 80, 70-point games, probably the max.
Or 62.
Yeah, 62 for Texas State in this case, you know. Texas State, though, not known as a very powerful offensive team. They're more about defense. But a 77-point game against UTEP, you know, they, especially since they're about defense, you can't be too happy about that. And talking about defense with Texas State, it's kind of bringing up a bad memory in my mind as far as football is concerned. But we'll get to that in a little bit.
Quick thing. We just had a call.
Let's get it.
Shout out to Jeremy. He just gave me a little bit of his info. He knows the game. He pays attention to his Texas State sports. He just wanted to go on and say that Coach Casper's in his third season. Mm-hmm. He feels like that the Bobcats will – he doesn't think that we'll win it this season. But he feels like this is a season where we'll finish second or third in the Sun Belt. What do you guys think about that?
I think
Do we have the potential to do so?
I like that thinking, Jeremy. I think we can have a breakout season. I agree with you that I don't think we're really gonna just blow everybody out of the water and just finish first in the conference by any means. But I think that we're gonna hang around. And honestly, looking at our schedule, it's really not tough. I mean, our non-conference games. We play Oklahoma Panhandle State.
Who?
Okay.
We play them at home this Tuesday. We also play UT Rio Grande Valley at home December 13th. And then
Washington State will probably be one of those.
Washington State. That's
a tough one.
On the road.
Yeah.
And then we always play Prairie View A&M, and then we get into the Sun Belt Conference play. But I agree with Jeremy. I think we could finish second or third in the conference. What about you?
I think after that UTSA game, I'll let you know, Jeremy, what's gonna happen.
I agree.
Okay, so that's what that... two more games, three more games. All right. Jeremy also said, bringing back a guy like Jeff Foster and trying to bring in recruits. Do you think that'll help having a big NBA name come in and try and help with the recruits, bring in more recruits development?
I mean, I don't see any way that could hurt. You know what I mean? I mean, that has to help. seeing that a Texas State Bobcat did make it to the NBA, I mean, and he has the experience and the credentials to really go with it, and he can kind of help, what's the word I'm looking for, relate to these players as they're coming in, because he had to do this one time in his point. And, I mean, if you're a player, you can look at that Foster and say, hey, you know, he did it. Why can't I? Why can't I follow his route and go to Texas State and make it to the NBA? So, no, I think that's a really good move on the part of the athletic department.
And you talk about recruits. I think that's a great point that you bring, because right now Casper's recipe for success is having these JUCOs, you know?
Absolutely. And people look down on JUCOs, but JUCOs, they breed a lot of, athletically speaking.
Cam Newton.
At Blaine College.
I mean.
Yeah. Look at the guy now. 9-0.
10.
10-0. He beat us yesterday. Let's not talk about it. Try to forget it.
The Redskins, that is.
Yeah.
No,
people, I think that's a great point, Eddie. I think people look down a lot on those JUCOs, but Danny Casper, in his third season here, he's relied heavily on those JUCO players. I think the thing I like about them most is that you're not bringing them straight out of high school. They have experience. They have a lot to go for them. But I think the downside to bringing in those JUCO recruits is the fact that they won't stay as long. They're not going to stay as long. It's hard to build a team when you only have a guy who has two seasons left of eligibility. You know, you can't keep him for a whole full seasons.
Yeah, I have to agree. Thanks, Jeremy, again for calling
some
in.
Good
you
insight.
Gave us some good stuff to talk about. Normally it's just, hey, I think this is going to happen. But he knows his stuff. He got his notebook down. He's taking notes. He's definitely on top of his Texas State athletics. So once again, Jeremy, we thank you for calling in today. Getting back to the basketball schedule for the men's, looking ahead, like I said, Oklahoma Panhandle State, it's an exhibition game. They're playing at home Tuesday night at 7 o'clock right here in San Marcos, Texas. And then they travel on the road Saturday. They're going to play McNeese State from Lake Charles, Louisiana. And then coming back home, they will play UTSA in the I-35 rivalry. The December 2nd, 7 p.m. right here in Strand Coliseum, I think.
So that'll finish up the semester for all of you guys who are in school.
Pretty much, I think so. And then we play A&M Corpus Christi on the road the 5th, and then the next home game is UT Rio Grande Valley on the 13th, and I think we're done by then, right?
Finals would have ended. Graduations would have happened. Shout out to all the graduates coming up.
Right. So, look, that's a quick look ahead at the men's basketball schedule. So we will always be keeping up to date with that. And
so, quick question.
Expectations.
So what is it, 5 games before the semester ends?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Four games?
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, because that Rio Grande Valley is the 13th. So
okay, so we can give it that one. We can give it 5.
Okay, let's give it 5.
So what are we calling the record by the end of that 5th game?
Overall or just in those 5 games?
In those 5 games.
Okay. What are we going to go?
Yeah.
All right. Eddie, let's start with you.
I think we'll lose to Corpus Christi and UTSA. So where does that put me?
2 and 3.
2 and 3.
No, yeah. 3 and 2.
3 and 2?
Oh, yeah, 3 and 2.
You think we'll be Oklahoma Panhandle, McNeese, and UT Rio Grande? Valley.
Yep, that's it. That's so it.
3 and 2.
Good one.
Corpus Christi. The thing is that UT with Shaka Smart, like up there at I-35 with the Longhorns, they struggled against Corpus Christi. So
yeah, they did.
They
played pretty well. I mean, I'm naturally a Texas fan, being from Austin, so I've been keeping an eye on what the basketball team has been doing up there in Austin. And Corpus Christi, they didn't go down without a fight by any means. So I think they might be a little scrappy team that we might need to look out for. Eddie, I agree with you. I think we're going to go 3 and 2.
So you're saying back-to-back losses, UTSA and Corpus Christi?
I think so.
All right.
Unfortunately. Miracle, what do you think?
I was going to go 3 and 2 as well. I thought UTSA was going to be the one that we struggled with. And I don't necessarily say struggle, but if you look at our rivalry, no matter what sport we play UTSA in, it's going to be a battle. So that's my gimme game. That one's up in the air. And then for my second one, I think it's going to be one of the random teams that comes out.
Surprises us.
Right. And I think the reason for that being is because a lot of people look down on those no-name schools. Like,
hey, we're going to win this game. Let's look ahead to UTSA.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can never get ahead of yourself. That's one thing they tell you as an athlete. Never get ahead of yourself and never doubt a team, because the hungriest teams or the teams with nothing to lose are the most dangerous.
I agree. I mean, looking at McNeese State on the road there that Saturday, this next Saturday, I mean, they could easily be looking at UTSA at home, you know, that
right.
Wednesday, and they could roll into Lake Charles and, you know, fall asleep pretty much on the court and really not have their head in the game and come out with a loss. And I think I would hate for that to happen, but it's definitely a real thing that happens if you start looking ahead a little too much. But I think so. What are you saying? 3 and 2 or 4 and 1?
I'm going 3 and 2.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page here. Thinking
you want to be optimistic, but you know those sleeper teams are the ones that can hurt you the most.
I mean, college basketball is probably the most upset filled.
Oh, especially come around March and April.
Oh, heck yeah! I mean, look already what happened in the college basketball first.
UNC
first week.
Goes down.
Yeah. Northern Illinois. They are a up and coming program though. They're not some. Really, really, really bad team.
What about a Sunbelt team like UT Arlington?
Oh, absolutely. Didn't they just beat,
they beat Ohio State?
Yeah.
The Ohio State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ohio State took 2 bad losses on Saturday.
Yeah.
Ooh. We can get to that a little bit later on. We'll get to some national stuff. Okay, so 3 and 2, that's the overall consensus
here. Given
that
Omani Gantt is healthy,
it's coming back. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think there's so much potential on this team. If everybody plays well and everybody stays healthy, Jeremy, we're all with you here. We're going places in the 2015-16 season.
Absolutely.
Under Danny Casper. All right. So moving on from basketball here, let's get to a quick thing real quick. We'll get to some football.
Volleyball.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Soccer.
I missed it. No. So unfortunately, Eddie, I know that's your sport.
That was his thing.
But it's done. And this
it's
is
over.
This
but
is,
volleyball is his thing right now.
Yeah.
He's been waiting for this all day.
Because Eddie, I know you're out at a lot
of
games.
I have so many points on volleyball right now.
Okay. So we have, let's go ahead and take our break right now, and then we'll come back and get to some stuff, because I don't want to really get into a very heated, I mean, not heated, but a very insightful discussion and then come back and have to cut it out with a break. So let's get to it right now. I'm going to tell you about the weather outside. Guys, it was freezing this morning when we woke
32
up.
32 degrees.
It was literally freezing. Right now, it's gotten up to 58, and that's what it feels like also.
Where?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, it's still cold outside, but it was really, really cold last night. Today, we're looking at a high of 62. Tonight, another low of 44. Not too cold.
We're going to be at 77 by the end of the week. I need Texas to get something right.
Figure it out, guys. I mean, come on. Can you just keep it
three
cold
seasons
or hot?
Seriously. In one week.
In one day.
Yeah, that
you
too.
Wake up 32, it's going to be 60, probably like 70 by the end. I mean, who knows? As far as Thanksgiving is concerned, I think I was looking at the weather. There's a chance of rain, actually, on Thanksgiving Day. And I think the high is around 75, 77. So
nasty weather.
Yeah, I'm not liking that. I want it to be nice and cool for Thanksgiving. It's just very fitting, it feels like. But regardless, 58 right now across San Marcos, and for all you Bobcats getting across campus. So still feeling pretty nice. Maybe a light fleece. I'm gonna give you all a little. What's I'm struggling
today.
Okay. On my words.
A little windbreaker.
No
type thing.
Jacket, sweater.
A fleece, a pullover. y'all know what I mean. But anyways, 58 degrees, and we'll be back with more Bobcat Radio. You're listening to KTSW 89.9.